Our first panel introduces you to the history of the arms factory in a nutshell. Take a look at the revolvers, rifles, and bayonets shown on it. They were the factory's first products. Then, stand with your back to the panel and look at the main character of our story. It is standing there, right in front of you, a bit obscured by the single-story pavilions and trees. The history of Radom's arms factory is the history of the Polish arms industry in a microcosm, as well as Polish construction and ingenuity in searching for alternative sources of income. Rifles and pistols were not its only product, and, as we will soon see, in some times they were not even the most important ones. We will find out during our walk what influence the factory had on Radom's development. With the factory in front of you and the panel behind you, turn left and walk straight along the modern pavilions behind which is the star of our story. When you reach the end of the buildings, look for a square hidden behind the trees on the right, where you will see a tall obelisk in the background. This is a memorial to workers of the factory who were murdered. Then, enter the square and walk up to the monument. Today, we are unlikely to hear any more shots from the weapons once produced here. However, it is worth recalling the factory's most famous product, the legendary Wiss. Production of the pistol began in 1935. Its constructors were Piotr Wilniewczyc and Jan Skrzypiński. The original name, Wiss, originated from the first letters of the constructors' surnames. However, at the request of the armament department, it was changed to Wiss, which in Latin means strength. Just a reminder that we are heading for the white monument behind the bushes on the right side of the street. You'll recognize it by the large black lettering, 1942. And it was a real strength and pride of Polish armament. Modeled on the American pistol, the Colt 1911, it was regarded as one of the most successful designs of this type in the world during World War II. The legendary Wiss was so popular with the Germans that during the occupation, the Polish design was produced for the Wehrmacht. This monument is a reminder of the wartime fate of the factory. The factory under German occupation was transformed into the joint stock company Steyr Daimler Puch. After capturing the plant, the Germans immediately resumed production of the legendary Wiss. From the beginning of the war, an underground network was active in the factory, smuggling Wiss pistols for the Polish underground. In order to hide what they were doing, the conspirators duplicated the serial numbers of pistols. However, they paid the ultimate price. The Gestapo realized what was happening. As a result of their investigation, the Germans arrested a number of people in Radom, among them many workers from the factory and their families. Then, on October the 12th to the 15th, 1942, they carried out public executions, during which they hanged 50 people on gallows. The place where we are now was a witness to these tragic events. It was here, where the monument stands today, that the gallows were erected. Workers of the factory, the buildings of which you can see behind the monument, were forcibly brought to this square to witness these dramatic events. Now, go back to the street we came from. After crossing to the other side of the street, turn right and head straight. When you reach the crossroads, on your left, you will see a monument and our next panel about the fate of the factory under German occupation. On the way to the panel, let's return to our story. Terror and physical abuse of the factory's workers was an everyday occurrence. The Jewish community, which was concentrated in a closed camp right next to the factory, was subjected to particular cruelty. At the end of the occupation, due to the approach of the Eastern Front and the Red Army, the Germans began to evacuate the factory. They looted everything they could, loading property into about 500 trucks and 480 wagons, which they sent to Germany. The factory was almost completely devastated. We, meanwhile, should already be reaching the next panel, which stands in front of the monument to the victims of German terror, 1939-45.